This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's see what's happening here. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at your service, whether it be the morning, the afternoon, whenever you're listening early morning to this program. We're on it. What's wreaking havoc? what can we tear apart today? The list of people that Joe Biden is checking out, apparently Mrs. Clinton has the inside insight, says that he has great choices, Jennifer, for a running mate. I don't know who's on the list. Do we have anybody? I'm sure.
Well, it's boiled down to two.
Not on
at
the
least.
List.
Yeah, it's boiled down to two, pretty much. There has been strong opposition research being dumped amongst these ladies on the list.
There's lots of reasons not to like both of them, so there's got to be a lot of research being done.
Well, there were about five people on the list, five or six people on the short list, and then it looked like it was down to three. Karen Bass was one of those three. Karen Bass is a representative from my area, actually, in Los Angeles, and she kind of got tossed, not only because she said sympathetic things about Fidel Castro, but also said sympathetic things about the Church of Scientology. So it seems that she's off of that list. And so now it looks like we're down to two. Remember, next week is the DNC already, if you can believe it. The Democrat National Convention happens next week. This week, however, it's expected that we'll probably get an announcement of some kind from Joe Biden, because just quite simply, he's running out of time. He's got to have somebody with him next week. And I think
so why doesn't he announce and surprise everybody on the day of the convention? Was he
because, traditionally, because I don't really remember, but traditionally, when do candidates announce their running?
A lot earlier than this, usually earlier than this. They do it because they have the benefit. They have the benefit of then having two people to go out and campaign. This year's a little different.
Right.
The coronavirus has actually saved the campaign, the candidacy of Joe Biden. He's been able to hide out in the basement, which has allowed Trump to run against Trump instead of actually having any really Biden-centric ideas being floated out there. He just stays out of the way, and Trump kind of runs against himself, which is a strategy, and it's one that seems to be at least, you know, working in small part. Obviously, things are going to get tightened up a little bit because people are paying more attention. But usually you have that vice presidential pick out there to kind of cover more territory and to bring in the groups that they're put on the ticket.
Bring in nobody with Kamala Harris and Susan Rice, as far as I'm concerned.
Those are the final two on the list.
According to Hillary. Hillary says that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is on the list.
She's been on the list from the beginning.
Yeah.
It seems that most people are thinking that it's going to be between Kamala and Susan Rice.
Why?
It could be a surprise.
Why?
That's the rumor. Because most people believe.
Who are most people? The news media?
No, there are a lot of anonymous sources and stuff.
The campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, don't attack me. I don't care. He can pick a turtle. I mean, I'm not going to vote for
either Harris or Susan Rice. They're both obnoxious.
Of course. And they're going to be president. So now you're going to get to, so you get to choose, Dougie, you know, do you want to vote for someone? Because that's going to be the presidential person, probably.
Gretchen
Joe Biden
Whitmer
will probably
I'd
not
go
make
for.
It through.
I think she's okay.
Be careful with that. You look into what she did in Michigan with the closures and she wouldn't let people go to their vacation.
But they all have drawbacks.
But New York and New Jersey, it's the same way. It's the same thing.
She went to her vacation home. That's the optics that get left out, is that, well, everyone in Michigan was tied down to their homes with really strict restrictions. She and her husband were out boating on the lake. And so not necessarily glowing endorsement. But anyway, I'm not going to vote for them, so that's up to you to choose. So two are now said to be at the top of the ticket. That's Kamala Harris and Susan Rice. The interesting thing is that Willie Brown, who's the former mayor of San Francisco and had an affair with Kamala Harris when she was up and coming in the state of California.
Yeah. He's a beauty.
Apparently wrote this op-ed over the weekend that asked Kamala Harris to politely decline a spot on Joe Biden's ticket if he chooses her to be his running mate. This was an op-ed headlined Brown. Kamala Harris should say no to vice presidency. And it was published in the San Francisco Chronicle. He's discussed very openly his extramarital relationship with Kamala Harris. He urged her to reject the vice presidency and instead request to be considered for the role of attorney general in the Biden administration. He said that Harris
is tested. I think that's what she wants all along. I don't know if it's going to be Kamala.
Well,
I've always thought that's what she wanted.
Here's why I think she wants to be vice president. She wants to be vice president because she knows that Biden isn't going to make it through. They're going to dump him out, and whoever is sitting in that vice presidential...
That's a rumor that a lot of Republicans love spreading.
It's not a rumor when you look at the mental decline of Joe Biden.
God.
He is unable to put a sentence
Jennifer,
together.
Jennifer, you can make an
really,
argument about Trump's
can't
mental
put a sentence
acuity.
Together. Come on.
I don't know if he, I know that you guys don't get to see the news media and the coverage of Joe Biden, but the guy's a racist. The guy is unable to put a sentence
what?
Together.
Oh, my
he's,
God. You're
he's
saying he's
so
a racist over Trump? I mean, I know he's
Absolutely.
Your boy, but, like, really?
No, no, no.
Trump has a long-standing history of being incredibly
like what?
Racist. When?
Like what?
Talk about
like
the Central
what?
Park Five. Let's go back to the 80s. Let's go all the way, Jen. Honestly,
let's
you're not going to win this one.
Let's
I
talk
grew up with his racism.
Okay, so the Central Park Five, what else?
The Central Park Five, he spent $85,000 of his own money to
okay,
take out an
what
ad
else?
To put those boys in the electric chair when they weren't even guilty. They were black. They were guilty of being black. What else? Talk about every single person who's worked in his casinos, the class action lawsuits of all the buildings. Jen, honestly, you're not going to win this one. I grew
okay,
up
well,
with this
I can
this
tell
douchebag.
You a little bit.
There is so much
Joe
racism.
Biden.
His father is a racist. His grandfather was a Nazi.
Hey, these are your,
I mean, come on. These are...
His grandfather was not a Nazi.
He fought
okay,
for
let's
Germany.
Let's talk about Joe
and,
Biden. Though
okay.
Joe Biden did the crime bill, which many people thought was the reason black people were incarcerated. What did Trump do? Trump
oh
actually reversed in 3 years of Trump, he's done police reform, he's done criminal justice reform, he has had the lowest rates of African American unemployment, he has put black Americans back to work, and that's why
you know
and nobody
black
wants
American,
to talk about
be
this.
Honest, you know what put black Americans back to work? The Affordable Care Act, because every single orderly, every single person working in home nursing, they're all black. Those
I'm
were
just
all
saying, when
positions
you have the
that were
first
created,
black president who came
jobs
in and
were
failed,
created by the Affordable
and wouldn't
Care
do
Act.
Anything about
AKA
black people
Obama
killing
Care.
Themselves in... President Obama did nothing for black
That's
Americans.
That's not
he
true
did nothing.
At all. Talk to black
there
people
is no,
about that. That's not true.
I believe me. Look at the polling. President
right.
Trump's polling right now with black men is at 37%. That's the highest for any Republican president because they're waking up to the fact that the Democrat Party holds black Americans down. They take them for
and
granted.
Rudy
and
Giuliani
all you have to do is look
Kanye
at Joe Biden.
Is a, Kanye's whole presidential campaign.
Rudy Giuliani is not
for
running for president.
Right.
Joe Biden passed not only the crime bill, but then in everything that he does, he called President Obama a clean one. You don't think that if Trump said that, he would be buried.
Trump
he
has called, said way worse than that, Jen, and you just don't want to admit it. Trump has said way worse
I can't
than
think
that.
Of one thing, and if you,
you can't
please,
think of one thing,
but last week alone, last week alone, Joe Biden said that you're not black. Well, actually, in the last couple of weeks,
right,
you're not
so
black if you don't
let's
vote
cast
for me.
This.
He
okay,
said
let's
black
cast
people
this
don't have, but they're not mono. They're monolithic. They don't
let's
have multiple
cast
areas of
this
black.
With the
He's a disaster.
Following
He's
statement.
A racist.
Right.
Both
well,
candidates
then we've got two racists
leave much to be desired. Let's put it that way. And think about what we were talking about last Friday between Doug, me, Jennifer, her, and our friend John Harper. We talked about the confusing policies school systems are implementing as school attempts to these schools. This is a great conversation topic, by the way. What's going to happen in schools, what's gone on, what's going on, what parents are waking up to. So we started that conversation on the Friday program. It's in the clip of the day, going back to school, what it entails, who's going, where they're going, how much it's going to cost, all that good stuff. So that's a great conversation. And again, I think it's a conversation starter that really most, especially people, parents and grandparents, ought to be discussing. What's going on with your children? How are they going to get educated, or are they, is the question. You can hear that
where?
Conversation.
Yeah. Were that's they at a, home, or are they in the classroom?
It
that's
is
a big, yeah.
Big, yeah, it's a big can of worms, man. Listen to that discussion, and all kinds of things. Every day, all day, you can hear the whole DJV show, as we are on a loop, if you will, at DJVshow.com.
What's more important, how you look, or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go viral new path. I had started not bitten. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Well, let's see what's happening to the North. Canada has decided to impose tit for tat tariffs. I like that. The TTT tariffs. Tit for tat tariffs. The president last week reimposed a 10% tariff on aluminium products that come from Canada. President said he's protecting U.S. businesses from a substantial increase in Canadian imports. So what is this?
Yeah, but the problem, though, is that there's an aluminium, as you want to say it, like the
aluminium.
There's a huge shortage. It's a beer can shortage.
Here?
It's here. We did the story 2 weeks ago. It's a beer can shortage. It's anything
that comes in an aluminum can.
And so if we're not getting aluminum from Canada, where are we going to get it from? All these American businesses.
So what did the Canadians do, though? Did they try to up the price?
Where this began. He tariffed something. I don't know how this began. I don't know. But this is. I don't see how this is going to protect American business in any way. There's already an aluminum shortage. China is not recycling anything anymore. It's a mess. So all that stuff's going over to Turkey now.
That stuff, all the recycled metal.
That's
is not going to come back as aluminum anyway. Comes back as stuff that you use. It all gets melted together and it becomes re-rod. So you're not going to make tin cans out of re-rod. I'm trying to figure out where this started. Whether the Canadians upped the price and then Trump said, okay, we're going to up the price. We're going to fix you. We'll up the price on stuff that you need. And so this is we have a new trade deal. What happened to that? That's out the window already?
Yeah.
We'll see you later, alligator. 21 after the hour.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
It's one of the few songs I ever liked that Jimi Hendrix did. Glad you picked this one, Victoria.
I didn't. This is Phil, but okay.
Oh, Phil Collector.
There are a lot of Hendrix songs. They're awesome.
Yeah. All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix, that guitar that he played in the early 60s, sold at auction for $216K, boys and girls. He was a young rocker in New York City. Four times the pre-auction estimate. I think they said 50 to 60, right? We talked about this the last time. Hendrix began playing this Sunburst electric guitar made in Japan after he was discharged from the Army in 62. I forgot he was even in the Army. After leaving Fort Campbell, he moved to Clarksville, Tennessee for a short time. Man, they must have thought he was something else in Clarksville, Tennessee. He played on the Chitlin' Circuit with Wilson Pickett, Slim Harpo, Sam Cooke, Ike and Tina, and Jackie Wilson. I didn't know he played with Jackie Wilson. Before he moved into Harlem in 1964, where he stayed until 1966, playing venues such as Café Wa and the Cheetah Club. Hendrix remained in possession of the guitar through his brief tenure with the Isley Bros and his own Jimmy James at the Blue Flames. when he went to England, the guitar was left in New York at the apartment of his friend Mike Quashie. What is it? Is that how you pronounce his name? Quashie? Provided.
Quashie? I don't know.
Quashie, yeah. He provided a notarized letter of providence for the instrument prior to his own death. The guitar had a pre-auction estimate, as I said, 50 to 60. I reached a high bid of 180 when factoring in fees. The total bid was $216,000. Other notable music-related items from this auction, artifacts of Hollywood and music events. Let's see, $14,000, 14-carat gold ring owned by Elvis went for $22,500. A pair of Prince's custom-made purple boots went to $13,000 before they were sold. And one of Michael Jackson's sequined black jackets went for $20,000. There you go.
People love spending a lot of money on auction stuff.
People buying that stuff.
Nuts. I don't know where they get it, but...
All right, speaking of Elvis, Back in June of 1970, Elvis made the trip east from his Graceland home in Memphis to Nashville, where he holed up in an RCA studio on Music Row for 5 days of recording. He was in the midst of his Las Vegas comeback at the International Hotel. He was joined by Music City Sessions players like Charlie McCoy and Norbert Putnam, legendary Nashville Cats. The results came to be known among fans as the Marathon Sessions. Now there's a new four-disc compilation assembly of these masters. The days capture Presley at his energetic best from Elvis in Nashville. Going to be released in November on the RCA Legacy label. The announcement arrives with a nearly 6-minute jam on Cowboy Joe Babcock's I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water, which finds Presley and his band, including James Burton on guitar, in peak form. What makes the From Elvis in Nashville recording so special is their purity, showing Presley's raw power as a performer. The compilation will be available digitally in a four CD box set, a couple of discs of outtakes. From Elvis in Nashville is available for pre-order now. So what actually isn't being said here is that Elvis was on drugs like you wouldn't believe, on uppers to keep himself going for 5 days without going to sleep. That's really what
sounds good, so it worked.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it did work. Well, he had one of the strongest voices, I think, ever in the history of pop music. Just really super strong. But you can be sure he didn't stay awake on his own or by drinking coffee during those 5 days. So that's the Elvis.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing 4 executive orders over the weekend to provide Americans help as the pandemic continues. One would pay a supplemental $400 in unemployment benefits. Democrats have been pressing for a renewal of $600 in those benefits. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's executive orders simply aren't good enough.
The president's executive orders, described in one word, could be paltry, in 3 words, unworkable, weak, and far too narrow.
Schumer spoke on ABC's This Week. Although seismologists say it's extremely rare for earthquakes to hit the east coast of the U.S., there remains a potential for more aftershocks after yesterday's magnitude 5.1 quake in North Carolina. There were no major damage reports and no injuries reported. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An investigation's begun into what sparked a massive fire at the upstate New York home of TV chef and personality Rachel Ray. Several fire departments were called to battle the multi-alarm blaze last night in the community of Lake Luzerne, which is a couple of hours north of New York City. A representative for Ray says she, her husband, and their dog were not injured in that fire. Basketball Hall of Famer Paul Westphal is getting treatment for brain cancer. New York Daily News columnist Mike Lupica made the announcement last night with the permission of his 69-year-old friend. Westphal led the Phoenix Suns to their first NBA championship series back in 1976 after being traded to the team by the Boston Celtics. He also led the Suns to their only other NBA finals in 1993 as that team's coach. And the biggest name in college football is joining several high-profile players and saying they want to play this season. However, they ultimately want to create a College Football Players Association. Among other demands, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence tweeting yesterday, "Let's work together to create a situation where we can play the game that all of us love." Again, remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, no difficulties here in connecting. Let's see what's going on with the schools. I think this is a big can of worms, as far as I can see, not only, well, pretty much in every state. So you're closest, you're Victoria, New Jersey. Governor Cuomo's had a lot to say about schools reopening, and where does he think we ought to go?
He says that, and this is a bit of a surprise, I think, but he said that all schools can reopen for in-person learning. And he said all the regions in New York State have now low infection rates, which they're probably better off than pretty much any other state at this point. He warned that state guidance can change if the rates go up, but he posted on Twitter that in schools as elsewhere, masks are going to be required when social distancing is impossible. Every student should plan to have one on them at all times, and if students do not have a mask, the school will be required to provide one. And so he asked schools to examine three issues: how they will address testing, contact tracing, and inequalities in remote learning. So essentially, he's leaving this up to county by county. However, it looks like everybody in New York is probably going to move forward with in-person learning. In New York City, it might be a staggered, because New York City, as opposed to upstate New York, very, very different in terms of how many cases they had. So in New York City, they might do a staggered schedule. So like 2 days, the kids will be there in person. 3 days, they'll be at home doing distance learning, and the schedules will be, they'll have a different, they'll have delayed openings and things like that. But I think for the most part, outside of Manhattan, outside of the five boroughs, I think all of New York State might see kids back in the classroom.
All right, so Jennifer, I want to get with the union.
A lot of teachers are protesting this, but...
Well, the teachers in New York, I see that a teacher down in Jacksonville, Florida, named Whitney Reddick, wrote her own obit.
A lot of people, obituary. A lot of teachers
that seems to be the
have written
thing.
Wills. That's like a new thing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Seems that's their form of protest, right?
So in terms of Los Angeles, where the teachers union has said they weren't going back to school until the sun doesn't shine anymore or whatever the list is of demands that they have, where is all that leading to? What's going on in L.A.?
Oh, it's leading to full closures, and it's unfortunate because the governor is trying to put out more strict guidelines because last year was a joke. The distance learning was absolutely
nothing, zero.
Lacking. It was ridiculous. And
nothing.
So,
nobody got anything. It was two more months off. Any parent that I've talked to here in my hometown, and elsewhere, pretty much cites the same thing. It was chaos. There was no organization. Teachers were doing what they wanted to, and that wasn't much.
And so, if they wanted to do anything at all. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think everybody needs to be as empathetic as possible. No one knew this was coming. I've tried to be as empathetic as possible as I can with not only our federal but our state leadership, some of whom I do not agree with at all politically, because I think this kind of took us, you know, it came around out of left field. And so, okay, schools sucked it up a little bit for the last part of the year. That's fine, but it cannot continue. And so it seems, at least in California, that they're trying to give more guidelines so that teachers are not just putting out assignments and then going back to their students, you know, in the spring and saying, okay, what did you do? They're now actually requiring that students spend, or that teachers spend time on video, on Zoom, hosting classes.
Why should they, if
classes.
You're really a dedicated teacher, why should the boss or the bosses or the people in charge have to require you? Don't you care enough about your job? All these people that say, oh, we care about the children first. Okay, so then do your job. Which is not happening.
I agree with you. I know some teachers who were really phoning it in and, you know, were trying to take care of their own kids in the process. And so now there needs to be a set time. I know that Jeff's daughter got her class information. They start back next week, and she'll actually, or she's supposed to be, at least on paper, it seems she'll be in class between 9 and about 1 or 2 o'clock every single day, which is a lot more than was happening before, where it was just turn in your assignments and we'll see you later. So we'll see how it goes. I don't think that it's the best way forward. I think a lot of parents, and I'm not, you know, just judging by this, I've seen polling that suggests a lot of people are looking into homeschooling so that they can have more control of their curriculum. I've also heard some pretty sad stories about Catholic school. I was a Catholic schoolgirl for 12 years and liked my Catholic education a lot. Hundreds of Catholic schools are closing down, private schools included, are closing down because they're not making any money. You know, they don't get the money from the state. They don't get the money from the government.
Money, the money
to stay
from
open.
The Catholic Church.
Well, they don't actually. I mean, they get some, but you're based on tuition, and tuition's based on what kids are showing up in the classroom.
Should cash out some of that $5 billion under the Vatican, pay for a few schools to stay open.
But it's not, I mean, even just take the stuff, the bad stuff that you think about Catholics away and look at just private schools. I mean, they're not going to get the money from the Vatican.
A lot of private schools are having trouble. So I'm looking at Chicago now as well. We talk about New York, Los Angeles, city number 3 is Chicago. There's a lot of data. They say we're going to have our opening guided by science. What does that mean?
They're going by the numbers. The numbers in Chicago are really bad. And they this virus has disproportionately affected black and brown people in this country. And so, you know, the problem, though, is that our educational system in this country already disproportionately favors white kids over non-white kids. So to have black kids staying at home and having to do their learning without being in the classroom.
Okay, so what's the fix?
Furthering.
That's a problem. Worse. Understand the criticism. What do we do? What fixes if we admit to that? And I don't know who does or doesn't, but I'm just saying if we acknowledge that that is a serious problem without even the coronavirus, then what needs to be done? I mean, really tacit plans to fix this. What is?
Teachers,
I mean, you look at Los Angeles. Hold on,
home.
Jennifer. Yeah. Let me just make reference to what I know about Los Angeles and the school system there that spent. $230 million for that new high school, and within the first year it was half destroyed because the kids just ripped it apart, and it was in a part of the community where mostly it's a black and Latino population. So if there's no respect, what is there? Where's the median here? How do we these kids learn respect for something that will ultimately, if they engage in it, are going
to
do better, but jeepers, crow.
There's no consequences for this. And now we want to take police officers off of school campuses. It's just going to get worse. And honestly, this effort to put everybody at home so that we try to avoid the coronavirus,
right,
which everybody is
going
to end up getting. Well, I'm telling you, send people back to school, put police in communities, because it's disproportionately hurting black communities, brown communities, when you don't have a place for them to go to school, and when you don't have police actually policing the neighborhoods. And there's polling now that indicates black Americans particularly want the same amount or more policing in their communities. It's only these loud voices that are shouting about reimagining police or shutting down the schools that are actually being heard, and the people who are just operating below the radar, this is not what they want.
I'd like to find some way.
Where is that poll?
It's
from?
A Gallup poll. It came out on Friday, and it's enlightening as to how many people want the same amount or more policing. I'll send it to you, and I'll even tweet it out at Jennifer.
So the teachers' union in Chicago says we'll walk off the job if schools reopen. Okay, so what are you going to do?
Same thing. They're holding it hostage.
Yeah, the unions are the part of the problem.
Yeah,
that is for sure. Meanwhile, Mexico got around. I didn't realize that the third highest toll of deaths after the U.S. and Brazil is in Mexico. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. No,
I didn't know.
Difficult time. In fact, a lot of people believe that's why California's numbers are actually so high, because they're coming across the border to get treatment into Imperial County, and the hospitals are overrun.
Well, apparently,
which is the county south of San Diego.
There is a phenomenon. A deeply rooted fear of hospitals in Mexico. A lot of people don't seek care until they're so badly off they can't do anything to help them. I didn't realize that either. This is a very interesting overview. The contact that they have with one another. And then, and especially along the border, where still there are, we don't talk much anymore about illegal immigration has taken a back seat to all this other stuff, but apparently there are still hundreds, if not thousands, of people at most of these border crossings that are trying to get across here, and there's huge problem with coronavirus there because they're all packed in together, they're not wearing masks, they're all on top of each other. Wow. That's one of those unintended, what do they call it, unintended consequences.
Yep.
Of stuff like this going on. Woof. All right. So there's a focus for us to think about. 44 after the hour, in a matter of moments, I think maybe we ought to go back to the life and times of Alyssa Milano. What's going on with her after her COVID symptoms have re-emerged after this?
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Alyssa Milano, it's the DJV program, by the way, Jennifer and Victoria and Doug, she was one of the first, wasn't she, to talk about her COVID experience, one of the first actresses.
No, I just found out about it. This is dating back to April 2nd when she had it, but yeah. People Magazine last week, I think it was Thursday, did a story about her having it, 'cause I didn't know she had it. And I kind of, I mean, not that I follow her that closely, I don't, but this was the first time I had heard of it.
Well, what's she been
You're thinking she was one of the first, like, Me Too movement, which she was.
Oh,
she was
okay,
one of the first.
She's pretty loud politically.
Yeah.
She's loud politically about everything. She has a podcast. I don't have much to say about Alyssa Milano, but I'm sorry she was sick.
She was on Charmed, and now she's going to come back in Who's the Boss? Apparently she's been around. I don't really recognize her. I'm looking back.
She was a pretty big deal for the 80s. I mean, Who's the Boss had some pretty, like, those people went on, not the boy in the show, but she went on to decent amount of fame, I think. She was kind of like a teen cover girl for, like, mm-hmm. for boys.
Yep.
For boys, or like, you know, like, would have been a Playboy model in my
era. In your era, they would have called it a pinup.
A pinup.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Now, that was World War II, but thanks very much, Victoria.
Like we said, in your day.
Okay, 10 before the hour here.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Lots of great stuff happening here, including a visit with Money Pit co-host Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here from the award-winning. What award have you won, by the way? Have you more than one? How many awards have you won? Come on.
Well, I mean, you know, we're ranked number one best home and garden podcast of all time on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
I guess that's
okay.
Kind of like
that's one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And with me, and you're number one with me, so that's two.
Oh, there you go. There's two.
Right. So where do we go? You don't need any more than that. You got the two best, most important, most coveted awards there are.
There you go.
So let's live with that. And meanwhile, our listener, John, has a leak in his ceiling in the hallway below a rusty air duct.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your problem, John?
Well, John tells us that he replaced the duct, but the drip started again. Do I have any suggestions? Yes, I do, John.
Right.
I think what's happening here, this isn't a duct leak like a pipe leak. This is condensation. You know, we've had a very, very warm, humid summer in some parts of the country, and we're getting condensation in these and around these air conditioning ducts like we never did before. And so what happens is if you have a lot of condensation on that duct, that condensation has got to go somewhere. All that moisture is going to drip down, and it will appear much like a leak because, in fact, that's what it is, except it's not coming from a drippy pipe. It's coming from the moisture, the warm moist air striking the cold air conditioning duct. The temperature is lowered. The moisture is released, and there you get the droplets. And the solution is to insulate that duct. In fact, I would insulate all your ducts. So some, you know, wait, do it early in the morning when it's cool, and you get up there and you put duct insulation. There's many different types around those ducts, and this way you won't have a chilly, cold surface.
I think they should put Gorilla Tape around the ducts because
that's a different issue.
Get along
about
well.
Duct sealing. And when it comes to duct sealing, you know what you cannot use for duct sealing? Duct tape. It's a different, it's not the right stuff.
Yeah. Why? Then why do they call it, it's D-U-C-T with the inference on ducts. So why can't you use duct tape on ducts?
There's a lot of theories on that. I mean, some folks say that it used to be, and going back to World War II, to your earlier comments before the break, it used to be used for a duct repairs like canvas duct, that type of duct material.
Anyway, so then I'm back to Gorilla Tape thing.
You're not. You can't use that either. It's the adhesive that makes the difference, Doug, because it dries out. So you want to use a type of tape that's like a silver foil tape. It's called UL-181 is what it says on the package.
It's shiny.
That's right. And that will not dry out and let the air leak out. But that's not causing this condensation drip. That's just because the duct needs to be insulated.
So who can we sue over the improper name of duct tape because it's not for ducks?
Oh, anyone, because you can sue anyone for anything, right?
All right. I just want to know who we talked to here. All right, the big contest you've got going on, we ought to mention that, the Money Pits Rev Your Engine Sweepstakes. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines! So what do they have to do?
Yeah, we're giving away the ultimate NASCAR fan experience. This is so cool. We teamed up with the NASCAR Racing Experience. This is the group that has tracks, has this service at over a dozen tracks around the country. And you can drive a real NASCAR race car. They give you some training. They drop you in the seat. There's a somebody that talks to you on the radio the whole time and tells you exactly what to do. And you can drive around these tracks. We're giving away, we got five winners. We've got a $2,000 grand prize and a $1,000 second place. And then we've got three third place where you get to do a ride along. So if you don't want to drive, you can just be a passenger. And
you're chicken.
On the track.
And you don't drive.
Listen, this is a good experience for everybody. But I think it's a really cool opportunity.
It is.
So you can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
All right. Next, Jacqueline would like to buy a pressure washer for her deck, but she's nervous she might damage the wood. I'd be more nervous about buying the wrong pressure washer because there's so much junk on the market that doesn't work.
Yeah, so I think it's, first of all, you're very wise to be concerned about the possible damage that you could do with a pressure washer. You need to understand that if you're using the wrong tip on the pressure washer, that it can eat through softer surfaces. So in the case of your wood deck, it would sort of eat away at the, if you think of the rings of the tree, Doug, the wide rings of the summer growth, that's the softer part, and it will sort of scoop those out, so it ends up looking like driftwood, if you use the wrong one. So you have to have a pressure washer that has the right settings of different pressure as well as the right tips. I have one by Greenworks that I'm very happy with, and I've got four tips on it, and I can do anything I need from washing the car.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.